A night out on Bournemouth Town. It all might seem like fun, but what's excessive drinking really doing to our bodies? Bournemouth's alcohol profile shows that the town ranks significantly worse than the UK average for alcohol-specific liver deaths. Liver deaths in the UK have doubled since the 1980s, 80% of which are caused by alcohol misuse. Health consultant at NHS Bournemouth and Poole, Lindley Owen, says that anyone persistently drinking over the recommended alcohol limit is risking long-term liver damage.
Bournemouth's rates are worryingly high. People need to know the risks, and it's surprising how few do. We can influence the pubs and clubs so that they help reduce the problem.
Indeed, many blame Bournemouth's large number of bars, clubs, stag and hen do's for the issues caused by alcohol misuse. However, chairman of Townwatch, Alan Dove, argues that cheap alcohol sold in supermarkets is to blame.
70% of alcohol sold through supermarkets, that's a rapid increase. Bars, pubs, clubs, end of the industry, been in contraction in the UK now for about 20 years. There's lots and lots of regulation about unlicensed premises. It's hardly any regulation of the supermarket sector. I think there should be more.
Health experts are now arguing for tougher alcohol regulation, stricter licensing laws, and a minimum price of 50 pence per unit. But with alcohol prices already among the highest in Europe, how do Bournemouth drinkers feel about the idea?
If it's not enough, we won't buy it.
I'm 68 years of age. I've been drinking since I was 10, and I have no liver disease.
You only get repressed 3 times a week instead of 4.
Whilst the government plans to ban the sale of alcohol below cost price, perhaps a change in social attitude is needed to curb the problems caused by alcohol misuse in towns like Bournemouth. Chloe Musson, reporting for Mam J News.